Blog Talk Radio. yourself.
Have your way.
So have your way, Jesus.
Have your way.
I did things despitefully against
have
you.
Have your way.
So Lord, I'm asking you to have your way.
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 I want this to be the place where God lives. He resides in our worship. He resides in our praise to Him. He resides in us. So have your way, Jesus.
Oh, welcome, everybody, to the Inspiration Factory. This is an offering of Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, you have your humble host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration. I haven't been in touch with Van Meadows. I'm hoping he comes through, but if not, the show will go on. 319-527-6300 is the number to dial. So if you're going to be listening in on the chat rooms, be sure you call in before the 11 o'clock hour. And if you call that number, make sure you press 1 if you want to come on and share something with us. That way we know that you're ready to come on and hang out with us, and we can bring you on in. Tonight we're going to be sharing.
You know, that's pretty sad, Paul Sampson. That's pretty sad, Paul Sampson. You don't know my number. You don't know my number. It's pretty sad, Paul Sampson. Pretty sad.
Well, look, I'm going to play the old card. Yeah.
Good evening.
I see when I can. What's going on, my brother?
What's happening, bro? What's happening?
I am not going to embarrass you. Yes, I am. I didn't have time to get in touch with you because somebody called me and told me, Paul, you got to come down to the courts. They're having some kind of a crate challenge, and they're going to give you $300.
Man, you better not do that.
I did it. Well, I didn't win it.
Oh,
I tried it twice, busted my butt. I got a video. Somebody posted a video of me, and I got my butt tooted up and my face in the grass.
Bruh.
And I went running.
Y'all some special people.
I know tomorrow I'm going to be in bad shape.
You're going to be hurting, man.
I don't know what I was thinking. Huh?
You going to be sore, man.
Yeah, I think you might be right about that one. I got always on top of it. It was one step down on the backside when everything just went haywire and the ground came up to meet me.
Oh, my God.
I had never heard of it before, but apparently you have.
Yeah, I've seen the videos. Oh, wow. I've seen the people falling, busting their behinds. And it's pretty high up to be falling. But, hey, to each his own. I'm good on that challenge. I know how unsturdy those crates are. I'm good.
Well, I'm good now. And I kept looking at it saying, there's got to be a way to be. And I was ready to try a third time. Then it was getting dark. And I said, no, take your behind home. But you break something. You forget you're getting up in age. You're not that young anymore where, you know, you can bounce back. So stay in your lane and let it go. God sustains you through two trials. Leave it alone. So I'm here. My wrist is a little tingly, and I can still taste grass in my mouth.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Lord. I don't
too
know
funny, bro. Too funny.
But anyway, look, that's something to put. That's a testimony right there. I survived it. I'm here. Praise him.
Amen.
So how's things going with you, man?
Pretty good, man. I ain't got no complaints, you know. God is good. God is good.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And when we recognize it, man, life gets so much better.
Man.
He is good.
He is awesome.
That's like, it's a phrase that a lot of people, well, we all use. God is good. God is good. But we don't really... a lot of times we don't really recognize just how good he is. You know, when you think about just the moment by moment, the blessings that he gives you, this fact your lungs is inhaling and exhaling. He's good.
Yes, sir.
He does for us what we don't deserve to have done. So tonight we're going to just have some open mic. So, you know, there's no... no stress, no challenge, no angst. Just, you know, dig through the archives and bring that fire. It's just big poetry, praise God, and enjoy each other's company.
Amen.
I was going to do this outside, but the mosquitoes kind of chased me in. I'm inside.
Yeah.
I figured after that crate challenge, I don't need no more challenges. I'm going to play it safe.
Good for you, man. Good for you. I know. I'm proud of you.
I know. Tomorrow I'm going to be saying, what the heck was on your mind? I might even make David Mott proud of me. I'll say, what the was on your mind?
Well, you're something special. Something special for that one.
Yes. Special is an understatement, trust me. And then I had all the people I grew over there when I was walking back to the car. They said, "Oh, Paul, we know anybody could do it. You did. You just let us down. We was betting on you. I had money on you." I said, "Oh, well, you should have put the money in my pocket instead of putting it on me. And I might have took you out for a drink."
That's
but
right.
They did. So they lost their
I
money.
Know that.
But when I looked at that thing, I said, "Oh, I got this. This is easy."
No, my brother.
Yeah, I found out the hard way. I think before the program is out, I'm going to figure out how to share that on the event page and put it on there.
It should be fun.
I'm going to share my moment of disgrace. But I thought it was kind of funny.
That's
what we're calling
it.
Sorry, it's all good. So, Ben, can we get things started here tonight? And because I feel like we have some poetry. It's just our second week back from my little hiatus. I need to be fed a little bit more.
And it sounds real good, man. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Now, my brother, how would you like to bring us in prayer?
It'd be my pleasure.
Thanks.
Let's go to the throne. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord God, we humbly come before your throne, Lord God, asking forgiveness for any sins that we've committed against you, O Lord. Father God, we pray that you look beyond our faults, Lord God, and just continue to just bless us mightily and wrap your loving arms of protection around us, Lord God, as we go through this walk with you, Lord God. Father God, we're not perfect, but we aspire to be just like your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. So, Father God, we want to lift up our children to you, Lord God, as they're going back to school or already back in school, Lord God. And we know that this COVID variant is just running rampant, Lord God, and now it's affecting more kids, Lord God. So, Father God, we're asking you to protect our children, Lord God. Protect us as parents. Protect us as family and friends, Lord God, as we fight through this disease that's plaguing our land right now. Father God, we want to lift those up to you who are sick and shut in at this time, Lord God. We ask that you use your healing hands to touch them mightily, Lord God. Because, Father God, you know what we are all battling with, and we know that you are able to do above all that we could ever ask or think. So, Father God, we want to lift up the callers, the hosts, Lord God, the Epiphany Radio family, Lord God, that you just continue to keep us, Lord God. Because the world is a crazy place, Lord God. But we are called to be your light. So, Father, we ask these things. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, man. We cannot enter into fellowship with the Lord without praying first. Because, you know, the enemy is going to try his tricks. We need a little extra protection just so we can have this safe, beautiful fellowship with one to another.
Absolutely.
And with that being said, Van, how would you like the honor and the privilege of starting this program off? I want you to set the bar real high for these callers.
That be my esteemed honor. He put me to work tonight, y'all. Y'all hear this? Straight work. No time.
Well, look, I'm crippled right now. I can't work. I did the crate challenge. I'm hurt.
All right. I don't know who this piece is for. God had me write it today, so I know it was for a purpose.
First thing.
It's called Broken Branch. One of my branches broke off my tree. It severed itself in the winds just to break free. The severity of the breeze was just too much to stay connected to that which is connected to the root of the vine. As the branch aged, it became brittle, which is fine, but it forget that its place was to stay connected to its blessing. never realizing that the fruit and nourishment being canceled was the true blessing. Now in the midst of turbulence, the trials and tribulations, utmost presence, disturb the vine order of your perseverance through the storm. The branch allowed itself to become free and unstable in its current forms. Just laying on the ground in the dirt, to be tossed to and fro and possibly hurt by the very things it was designed to give life to, man. And now, all I can do is watch this part of me die, just die. No more watering from the angels' tears from heaven, all of my gifts of love leaving, and your position now can't even be replanted to help someone else's blessings be granted. And that's that piece.
All right, yes. I can see where that was written for someone. We've all been there.
Yeah.
We've all been there. But what I like is that you let them, you don't have to stay there.
Right.
You don't
have to stay there.
Good enough to meet us in our broken state and heal us. We have a God that loves us so much that no matter how shattered our lives have become, he's ultimate. And he can put us back together. Make us better than we ever dreamed of being.
Hallelujah.
You ain't got to take our word for it. Try now for yourself.
Yes.
That's like from the Missouri State. Show me, okay? And he will. He will. You going to post that in the event page, Van?
Yeah, I'll post it.
Awesome. Yeah, that's one of them that they need to hear and read and get all the meat out of it, you know. Chew it up a little bit. Let it marinate. And let it heal you and empower you and bring you back to the right thinking. Yeah, let me just talk to my father. And this broken branch can be grafted back onto that vine.
Yes.
Beautiful like that.
Thank you, sir.
Yes.
I don't see the
broken
event page, Paul.
It's not in the Epiphany, on the Epiphany page? I thought it was there.
Let me look at it. Let me pull it up through there. See. Okay, I got it.
Okay. I knew you could do it. I had faith in you.
I got
it. You're my IT man. Amongst other things.
Absolutely.
Well, I hope everything is well in the lives of our callers this evening. Today was a beautiful day. We finally got away from that daggone heat wave we've been under, and it was just pleasant temperature. It was a good day. I'm hoping that everybody's having a good time. Before we open the mics and before Van reminds me that I haven't gone, I'm not going to give him a chance to get on me tonight. I'm going to volunteer to do mine instead of trying to shirk my duty. How you like that one, Van? Something must have got shut loose when I fell off that crate challenge.
I'm telling you now. Ladies and gentlemen. You hear it, Paul? You hear him.
All right. This is one I wrote about two weeks ago. And it's just a reminder to the Nubian race that we are more. We have to stop allowing ourselves to accept and become complacent in mediocrity. We're more than that. And the title of this piece is We Are More. It never ceases to amaze me to see how we of the Nubian race allow ourselves to be portrayed. So many of these less than godly views show us as if we are still enslaved. We accept it, and at times projected and even disgustingly perfected. So I'm here to urge you to resolutely reject it. We are more than sagging pants and death dealers of our own kind. We are more than the N-word allowed once again to label us by ourselves, and you know who, as if we've lost our royal minds. I imagine the ancestors are drained from the tears they shed to see what they sacrificed their lives to eradicate, now being worn like crowns upon our heads. I suspect they're overjoyed to be dead. We are more than the sons of Satan many of us portray. We are more than the disrespect shown our elders who proudly display wisdom in their glorious crowns of gray. What happened to the love and unity that raised each and every child? Where did the morals and values go that kept us from running wild? There once was a Nubian race that stood proudly as one despite the travesties thrown at us by perdition's son. We stood strong, proud, and united as the mightiest nation under the sun. Alas, that was before our self-inflicted demise had begun. Now we seem to take pleasure in feasting on our own like cannibals, tearing flesh from one another past the white meat down to the bone. We are more than what we have sadly become. Yet, this is where we shall remain, or worse, we don't return to the Holy Son. We cannot allow this watered-down relationship with God to continue in our lives. Despite current worldly trends, our walk with Christ must thrive. This is the only way, as a race, we will survive. This is about the very survival of our race. We are more than food stamps and slinging dope and rock. We are more than all of the power it seems we forgot. We are descendants of the original man. We are the first human creations of the great I Am. There is no end to the greatness we as a people have in store if we simply remember we are more. And that Jesus.
Wow, Paul. Wow. What power in that piece. A reminder of who we are, where we came from.
Yes. Right, right.
I love that piece, man.
Which so many have given their lives to lay a foundation for us.
Mm. My God. Yeah.
I love my people. Oh, my God, I love us. I love us. I love me some us. But we've got to love ourselves before we can expect anybody else to love us. To respect
That's right.
us, we have to respect us.
That's right.
You just have to stop taking the easy way out. You know, the shortcuts just aren't working. But that shortcut is sending us on that slippery slope straight to Hades.
Mm.
Children raising children, children having children. None of the teachings that we were taught being passed down to the next generation to prepare them for the chaos. And this world is getting crazier and crazier. They need every little bit of wisdom that was passed down from the ancestors to us. We got to get back. We got to get back on track before it's too late.
Before it's too
every
late.
Day. I don't know if he would do it, but the rate we're going, God would turn us or view us as reprobate beyond salvation.
Mm.
You got to do better. We came from too powerful and too great and too righteous a start to allow ourselves to stay where we are now.
Mm. Yeah. Wow.
With that being said, it's open mic night, so we're going to open up the first mic, who is a Philadelphia IA resident and one of Epiphany's own, Danielle. Welcome to the Answer. In fact, Danielle, how are you?
Hiya, hiya, hiya. Hey, Paul. Hey, Van. Oh, I'm okay. Good morning.
Good morning.
Alrighty. I'm a little, you know what? I'm not even going to get into it. I'm a little throwed off a little bit. My time is a little throwed off.
Just a little.
Right.
Pieces, gentlemen. Awesome pieces, man.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
To God be the glory.
We cheat, don't we, Van?
Yes. Yes, yes.
Yeah. Van and I both admit it. We cheat. We get our daddy to help us.
Absolutely. That is correct.
Y'all ain't the only one that be cheating. Y'all are not
I
the only
not.
One. Me neither, honey. Trust me. This is
okay.
Actually the time that I will always admit to being guilty of cheating. Trust me.
I know that's right. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to take that credit for myself. You
okay.
have to give credit where credit's due.
I almost got scared when I called in, it said there was no show scheduled for the next 23 hours. I'm like, what? Wait a minute. And then I called Adrian. She said,
what time was that?
I don't know. It was 8:45. Same time I always calling. Yeah.
I think I may have neglected to schedule the airtime mm-hmm. until like 8:48.
Okay.
That
might
be possibly for chance.
I think that's a very strong possibility. I can almost count on that.
That's right. Telling you so. Telling you so, Shane.
For once, I can't even argue. Guilty of charge.
Oh, mark down, you guys, in the book. Mark this down. He said he
I'm
can't
not doing
argue
that creep challenge no more. It's got me admitting that I was wrong about something. Oh, no, I can't do that challenge no more. It must have knocked something loose.
I was listening to you. You had me cracking up. Poor baby. What possessed you?
I don't know what possessed you.
If I get that thing posted into the event page, you are going to wet yourself laughing.
I'm sure, dog.
But if I don't get
it there,
you can always find it on my page. My.
You all right? You okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm good.
I hope he's all right.
I'm good tonight. Well, ask me that question tomorrow.
I feel for you. I'm a pray for your pain.
I think I'm going to take me a couple of aspirin before I go to bed.
You may need some Tylenol up in there. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. The extra strength variety?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You might need the PM. You're going to be all right.
God, I'm thinking,
you're resilient.
Them PMs ain't no good.
Yeah, I know. Trust me. I don't mess with them. Yes, they are. Yes, indeed.
So, Danielle,
good
I didn't
hear
even
from
come
you
empty-handed tonight. No,
I didn't come empty-handed. I was searching through my archives. I've been a little lazy lately. Just a little bit of stress throwing me off from kids, man. Kids.
Love the women. Hate the love.
Let's have them. Kids.
I'm telling you, they want me. They make me want to just put my hands around their throats, and they, you know, we always pray for our kids, always, okay. Mm-hmm. And yes, my faith is unbreakable, but the human side of me, it just makes me want to put my sneaks on. My tights on and a raggedy T-shirt and walk right over to that crib and just, like, put my hands around their throat. Because I'm like, what is wrong with y'all? Wake up. Stop it. Do not call me and stress me anymore. Okay? You call me and stress me and then I don't hear from you for a couple of days. I still need to hear from you. You know? They're a mess. They are a mess. But God is good. He's good. He calmed me down. So I'm all right.
Good.
Had a little Wu-Fi moment.
Yeah. I have to woo-saw. And y'all know I'm better than this, but kids will do that to you. Tell you they will knock you right off your
they
square.
Nobody else can.
Oh, my goodness. And you just, you know, I don't know about y'all, but I wonder, was I like that? Did I stress my mother when I was that age?
Yeah.
I don't think so. No, because I was groaning on my own at that age. I didn't really
but, you know,
too many
I don't believe I was
like
that age because mom would have put laid hands on me. These parents today don't do that. So I don't think I was that bad because she'd have beat me back in line.
You know what? I did lay hands on mine. I was a big disciplinarian with my children when they were little. And they turned out to be pretty good adults, but they just make very dizzy. I'm not going to cuss. I almost forgot for a second. They just make these really unwise decisions, you know, and I don't know where it comes from sometimes. I think I had a little bit more sense than they did, you know. I don't know. But it's all good now, and I'm grateful that it's over. On to the next round of whatever.
Are you kind of having more? You want to start over again?
Ben, did he just cuss at me?
I think he did. I think he did in English.
Ooh.
English, too.
Oh, in English. He's saying it in English, too.
Oh, gee, thanks, man.
Oh. Oh, he stole my heart. You and me palpitate, Lord. Oh. And you know what? My blessings are coming because I'm going to be a grandmother, and I'm ecstatic. I am elated about that.
I know that's right.
That's keeping me grounded. So. But, Paul, we're going to talk about that cuss word you just used later.
I don't remember. The crate challenge is not my memory, Lou.
Yeah,
you were saying words just now.
Yeah, he was.
So you kind of say I did David Mott proud?
Yeah, you did. The way you was talking to me just now, I know you must have been, it must be a fourth party on, this must be a quartet because you couldn't possibly been talking to me. Just, couldn't have been. I ain't messing with you, Paul.
Mm-mm-mm.
I ain't messing with you.
I love you, Danielle.
I love you, too. You know I do. You know I do. But you ain't going to cuss at me like that no more. Don't do it, sir. You know, words are energy and it puts things out in the universe. And I'm in a certain condition. I don't need to hear those kind of words spoken to me, really. Okay. Let me get to my piece, Paul. You always do this to me.
That was Van.
That wasn't Van. I didn't say nothing.
I didn't say nothing. I say nothing.
You probably egging him on in the background.
No.
Mm-hmm.
He sure is. Lord, forgive me. Forgive me, Paul.
I say nothing. Man, say nothing.
Oh, my.
Mm-mm-mm. Oh, Lord. You're a mess.
Right. Danya, what did you bring for us?
Something from my archive.
Okay.
All right.
Is it titled?
It is titled.
Oh, you go, girl.
What, man, what I do to him? He just pick.
Man, he is on you tonight. I guess, look,
yes,
I guess he's just
is.
Following suit. He following suit for the rest of us, I guess.
Yeah, y'all
Van
just me.
Me and told me to say that to you. Now he gonna act like he ain't got the shit. Boy, I say.
Let me get off this line before lightning strike wherever Paul at. let me remove myself from the equation.
Y'all best.
Lord, I already prayed to please forgive us for any sins. I've already prayed now.
Y'all are best. Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Good
for the soul.
Get myself together now.
Absolutely. He really does love me. All right. Thank you. Every morning he wakes me, and he fills me with light, and it strengthens me, and I just breathe deep because I know his love, and it surrounds me and runs all through me. It is an indescribable joy, and I thank him every day for everything. The ending of some of my days, I'm sometimes at a loss. So before I retreat to an unconscious state, I give my stress to him. And he takes it away and puts my mind and spirit at ease. Because he knows that is so desperately what I need. I fight daily with my flesh because I'm human. And it's completely natural to have the desire for a mate. Yet there also lies a fear within me of possibly facing another heartbreak once again. So he calms that within me. Throughout my lifetime, I've done some things that have deemed me unworthy of his unconditional, everlasting, fulfilling love from above. Yet, despite all of that, he never fails because it's not in his plan. He really does love me. That's that piece.
Oh, wow.
You know, you can't say, you really can't say much to that. The surety that you know that he loves you.
Mm-hmm.
He values the faith that you have in that love.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what can you say? When you know that you know that you know, you know.
Right. That's right.
And you know he loves you. So, I mean, you can't top that. Can't beat that, can't one-up it, you can't do nothing with that, but accepting and recognizing, yeah, and you know what, I feel the same way. I really understand what you're talking about with that, Danielle.
Thank you. You know what, there is a sort of arrogance that you develop knowing that you are covered and that you are loved by him. I kind of understand what you said now, Paul. Let's think about that for a second.
Yeah.
you can get
a little cocky with that, you know.
Yeah.
Because there's not a person walking this earth who can convince me that he don't love me.
True.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Van, do you think your daddy loves you?
No, man. I know my daddy loves me. I know. I don't have to think about it. I know,
because
I don't. Here's the thing. He knows each and every one of us in all of our mess. What we say behind people's backs, what we say to their face, what we think about them, the people that we dislike, the way that we sometimes ignore what he has to say to us for our own doing instead of listening to him. And even through all of that, he still chooses to dine with us. He still chooses to sup with us. He still chooses to listen to us. He still allows us to praise and worship him. He allows us. And I say he allows us because he doesn't have to. We could drop dead right now because that's his choice. But the fact that we are still here, the fact that that's why I know he loves me. Because I'm still here to talk about him. I'm still here to praise him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still here to worship him. I'm still here to help lead others to him. So, yeah, I'm pretty arrogant about that as well. Yeah, I know he loved me. It's not a second.
That was beautiful. Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. And your piece is amazing. just amazing.
Thank you.
To God be the glory, because that's who he is, man. He deserves all of that and more.
All that praise, yeah.
And who are we? Who are we to sit down and deny God what is due him? Come on. Where did that?
I know I can't.
Sometimes we get into our little moves, and we like to look at people in the world and see that they're doing better than us. Oh, they got this, they got that. Oh, they must be doing something right. No, baby, no. They're not serving the right God sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know, Satan gives gifts too, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's how he gets you, though. That's how he gets
with
you.
A price tag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nah, there's a song that was made based off of scripture. What God has for me, it is for me.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll know it's for you, because you won't have to. You will never have to struggle with a gift that God gave you. Let me say that again. You will never have to struggle with a gift that God gave you.
Amen to that.
Okay, I'm done preaching. I'm sorry. Done preaching.
Yeah, I was getting good. I was like, all right, go ahead. We're in church. Beautifully put, dog. You are so right, man. You are so right. People have to get past that covetousness as well, because that's what that pushes us to, you know, not just have the desire for what somebody else has, but to bring about that feeling of anger and jealousy, which is not right. Because like what you said, what God has for us is for us. Nobody else. You're not supposed to think about nobody else's stuff or have a desire for it. Leave it with them. That's there. Because you don't know what they're going through to deal with that or to get that. Worry about what he gave to you. And that's it. You'll
right.
be all right.
And be grateful.
Absolutely. Be
grateful for what
Absolutely.
He's given to you. I mean, look, you know, when you sit there and look at the blessing someone else has or what may appear to be a blessing that someone else has, and you're taking your focus off the blessings that God has given you, that's really insulting him. So I don't appreciate what you gave me, Lord. I want what you gave him.
Yes.
Oh,
and then you wind up missing it.
And
guess what? Take it away from you just to make you pay attention and be grateful. Okay.
Yes.
You wind up, you turn around.
He was just checking out.
Yep, put it right in front of your face. That's what he does to your enemies. The blessings that he bestowed upon them because they are so ungrateful and so worried about what you got going on. He's going to put it in front of you and make them miss what they had. Don't think you that special that the same thing can't happen to you.
That's right.
So I'm grateful. All that extra stuff that's going on in somebody else's life, look, that ain't my circus, that ain't my monkey. I am not good. But if you're a ringmaster, I got to handle mine. And I'm very, very grateful for what I have. Very grateful. Every single day.
Yes. You know, I had to catch myself. There were times when, you know, I would thank him for the small things that he blessed me with. Until something told me, you can't grade the magnificence of God's blessings to you. Because that little small thing that he blessed you with just may have manifested itself into something that saved your entire life. You don't know the ins and the outs of what God blesses you with. Just be grateful and thankful for it. There's no big blessings and little blessings. Anything he blesses you with is beyond our comprehension. We don't know the whole picture of what that gift is going to do for us.
There you go.
Just waking me up this morning. Now, you know, you get commonplace to just thank you for waking me up this morning, Lord. But you have no idea what all that entails. How much work he put into just allowing you to exist.
Yep.
And I don't deserve it.
Yes.
I better act like I know. better act like I know.
Okay. That's right. Pay attention to him. You know, when you put your focus on God, everything is just right in your world.
Yes. Okay.
In spite of all the chaos around you, it's just a calmness and a reassurance that it fills you. And you just know everything is going to be okay. Everything, regardless.
Yeah.
And it's so
That's
good.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so good.
Y'all heard that. Take it to heart. You know, we need to pull ourselves up sometimes. Just recognize. Just be grateful. Because he don't have
Absolutely.
To do He does not have to do anything. But he does joyfully.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I got to say, once again, it is very nice to hear your voice again.
Hallelujah.
Very nice to hear her again.
Hallelujah. Racer X.
Yes, I miss you guys.
That's an inside joke, y'all.
We're going to bring on some more callers. And I'm hoping to get a little speed round in there so we can do another round. So let me go through it.
All right.
For those of you that are listening, continue to listening. But those of you like Gina Stronger that has forgotten to raise your hand, don't forget to push one on your phone, and then we'll know that you want to come get into the rotation, Gina Storm. But I'm not going to put anybody out there like that.
Oh, come back.
So, Danielle, thank you so much for that piece. You know, that
You're
piece
welcome.
Is all that.
Thank you.
And I think our daddy
You're welcome.
He loves you. That's the most important.
Absolutely. I know. I love you guys.
I would love you too.
We're going to put you in the praise lounge for a moment. And we're going to bring on this next caller so we can send you some company. Thank you so much, Diane. God bless you, Queen.
God bless. One love, one love.
Oh, but before you go, what do you got coming up with you on the airwaves?
I'll see. Well, I'm off Monday, thanks to a new show. But I'm going to let somebody else talk about that. But Wednesday night, I'm in the love zone with my diva, Miss VIP. Now, the topic of discussion is still up in the air right now. I might have to seek outside help. But y'all come on in here Wednesday night at 9 and get caught up in the love zone. And
I know that.
Saturday night, I'm in poetic therapy with, Lord, what's the man's name? Oh, my goodness. What's my co-host?
Stan the Man Phillips.
And that is Saturday night at 9. Now, the following Monday, I believe we are back in the Neo Soul Cafe, where I am 1/4 host of it. And I'm in there with CEO of Epiphany Radio, author Larry Maddox. Essentially, Johnny, who does an awesome job with the event page and poetic.
Mm-hmm.
And there you have it. Back to you, Paul.
All righty. Thank you so much for that. So y'all hear those dates. Make sure you check it out. I guarantee you will not be disappointed.
Not at all.
And with that, now I'll put you in the praise lounge and bring on the next caller. Thank you so much for filling us in on that, Danielle.
All right, you're welcome. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. That sounds like Epiphany got a few things going on. What you think, man?
Oh man, definitely got a lot going on.
You think Epiphany doing the darn thing?
Yes, man. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Thank you to all the callers.
And I'm so glad to be a part of it.
Absolutely, yeah. Because without you guys, there is no Epiphany Radio. So we appreciate you. Appreciate your support. We appreciate you calling in. We appreciate you just being here. you know, because you don't have to be.
But, Lady Van Sant, we definitely appreciate you coming through and hanging out with us, because we get empowered off of the energy from you guys. You know, like I say, iron sharpens iron, and we need that to go into this coming week. We need to start off with a strong foundation for ourselves. And that's what we get from you guys. And that's what we get from callers like this next caller calling from Texas.
All right, later.
Amelia T. Davis. Yeah, that's right. Tell whoever you're talking to later, because you're on the air. You're
yep, later,
on
later.
For right now. Hey, Amelia, how you doing?
Good evening. I am fabulous. How are y'all?
Doing pretty good.
Yeah.
And you know, I have a comment about that piece of wood. You know, it could have a second life as a tabletop or a table leg, or it could be a bound a binder filled with lots of poetry on top of its pages, you know. So just because it became detached from the tree, it could always have a second life, as we have a second birth with Christ.
Absolutely. Yeah. That is true. But as we walk outside daily, we can see that there are plenty of sticks and twigs who don't get that chance at a second life. But you are correct. There is that possibility.
It's true. Absolutely. But, you know, until that stick gets buried, it always has a possibility of rebirth. You know?
Always.
Okay, so here's the piece. It's called Restoration. Okay, Restoration.
Okay, life is yours, Queen.
Thank you. I have lost much. My family, my son, my employment, too disabled to work, my house, my husband, my body, damaged permanently, friends and various folks and items over the years. My heart has been used and abused. I've been kicked, slapped, beaten. I've been body slammed. I've been spit upon. I've had guns to my head. I've had a knife to my throat. I've been nearly dead several times. Yet, my faith in my Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, has never faltered. Why? He said that regardless of what the world may attack us with, he shall always be by our side. The Bible reads Matthew 28:20. And teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. We find in the Bible, Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. And in Job 42:10, after Job had prayed for his friends, the Lord restored his fortunes and gave him twice as much as he had before. So I'm confident that my Lord shall eventually restore all that I have lost and more. Jesus gives good gifts and phenomenal grace to all his followers' children. We have an enemy that assaults us in the spiritual realm, who is called Satan, Lucifer. Those that are on this planet called Earth, who obey his commands, come against us in various ways. In order to pull us into the burning pit of destruction called hell, along with them and him, we may falter, we may be rocked to our core, we may lose sight of the cross, because ultimately we are flesh and blood. This is the exact reason why Jesus left heaven and became a man that died upon a cross. He is our Redeemer. To cleanse our impurities of sin and disgrace, in order to restore us into the heavenly family, to be united with our Father God as adopted children of the Most High. I've walked in much pain, many emotionally turbulent circumstances, yet I persevere because I know very well that Jesus is also by my side every day, every moment, without fail. I'm human. I fall. I have felt at times abandoned and alone. I get angry. I can be unpleasant at times. Each and every night, I go before the throne to beg for forgiveness and assistance in doing better. He knows my heart, mind, and soul. Jesus sees everything and knows everything. Those that have been against me and have tried to destroy my heart, mind, and body have failed due to his loving mercies and grace. I'm confident that I may have many battles and trials, yet he is with me through it all. Jesus will eventually restore everything I have lost and even more. I shall overcome this earth and all the enemies that have come against me. The reason is I am a beloved daughter of the King of Kings, the Great I Am. I praise him through every situation and circumstances. He really is the one who loves my soul. Keep in mind that you may be facing great odds against you, yet you have the greatest power on earth or in the spiritual realm. And that is the Father God and his Son, Jesus the Christ, and every angel to protect you and fight your battles. Be encouraged that you will be restored and you shall conquer the strongholds. Continue in faith. Continue in prayer. Continue to trust, and you will be blessed with restoration. Soul Musings of Emilia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen, and peace.
Wow, Amelia, that was good. What a testimony in your piece. Great testimony in your piece.
Thank you.
Restoration. Restoration. The title alone speaks volumes for it. And I like the way you laid out and made it beyond a shadow of a doubt, perfectly clear where your restoration comes from. And the proper restoration, you can get restored from a lot of things. But to have that true spiritual restoration, you need to go to the Lord. So I appreciate that piece as a reminder. And just as a reminder that the restoration that we have, that we're enjoying now, came from the Lord. And it's our duty to share it with others who may need to be restored. We can't do it. Only He can. Great peace, Amelia.
My pleasure. And yes, exactly. We may plant the seed, but He's the one that's going to water it and protect it and all of that. Thank you, Kings. Much love to both of you. Continued successes.
Thank you as well. I hope that you're hanging in there with the chaos in Texas. Stay strong, keep your faith. He's brought you this far by faith.
Amen. Absolutely.
One thing I know,
hallelujah, praise
point
God.
And drop you off. He's going to see you through to the end. So just continue holding on to that faith. And He will bless you. And you'll be able to see the mighty way that He brought you from.
Amen. Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you so much for coming through with that piece, Amelia. I hope you're going to hang out for a little bit longer. I think we might have time to do a speed round before we conclude the program this evening.
Okay. Sounds good. I'll try to hang in there. Much
All
love.
Right. God bless you, Queen.
God bless y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Amelia T. Davis. And now, next on the mic, for your listening pleasure, for your educational growth, and all-around well-being, we have none other than my mama, Mama Ola Daisy. Hello, Mama. How are you?
Good evening. I'm well, thank you.
I'm so glad to hear that. That shows
listening
the crowd.
I was muted.
Hey,
Mama, how you doing?
Listening to all the testimonies. Well, you know, I love to be here, and I need to come and bring some people's names before the throne to two of the most anointed brothers that I know right now. So I'm going to bring you some people in prayer. Brother Zizway needs prayer. And he just called me tonight and told me that he was coughing. He's been sick for a week, and that he is also a nurse. And so he's been around a lot of the COVID, and he thinks that he has that. At this point, I would like for Brother Paul and Brother Van to send some healing prayers to my beloved friend Zizway, and who's been on the front line for over 50 years. And like I said, he's also a nurse in the hospital. So he is a frontline worker still in both respects. So I'm asking for some prayers for him before I do my piece, please.
Absolutely. Paul, can you lift these brothers up?
Yes. I would also like to add Deborah to this prayer list. She texted me or hit me up asking that we pray for her, and she's going through some health issues as well. So if you guys don't mind, I'm sure you don't, returning to the throne another time. Heavenly Father, we come to you once again. We don't have to voice what it is that we want because we know that you know all things, Lord. But we want to speak life into the healing of Mama Ola Daisy's friend Zigway and his, my friend and Epiphany's friend Deborah. We don't need to know what it is that's ailing them, Father God. All we know is that they want your blessings. They are asking you to step into the equation, Father God. And we know that you're up to the task that you would do this. But Father God, we just want to thank you for what it is that you're about to do in their lives, Father God. We thank you for bringing them into our lives and to share a season with us. Father God, there's so many people that are hurting and in pain with the pandemic and the diseases and all that's going on in the world right now, Father God. We just ask that your presence be there for them. Bring them through what it is, whatever it is that they're going through, Lord. Show them who you are, that they might come to know you like we do. Come to depend on you like we do. Come to trust in you like we do. Father God, there is none like you. We just thank you, we love you, and it's in the precious and mighty name of Jesus the Christ we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Wow. Amen.
Wow. Oof. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Mm. Okay. You remember brother Zachary that used to come here? The young brother, well, he has about 12 books out now. He stopped coming, but he still sends me poems. He still sends me poems, and you know that he writes a lot of books for the, I think, the Autism Foundation, which he's also autistic himself. Yeah. But he used to come here a lot. His name is Zach, but I think he's an agnostic. Mm-hmm. But he writes the most spiritual poems, so I'm going to read one of his, and then I'm going to read how I answered it. His brother Zach, so I'm going to send him the program of the archives and let him hear this. The name of his piece is called Just Another Day. And he wrote, "It's just another day in the life of me. Just another day, nothing new to see. It's just another day in the life of me. Just another day, I wish I didn't feel this way. It's just another day in an endless war. Just another day that my heart feels sore. It's just another day, but it's almost done. Just another day, I pray that tomorrow comes. That tomorrow will be just another day. Be more than just another day." And that's in form. And I responded by saying, Zach, every day you wake up, you have the ability to shake up. Shake up a drowsy world and with your poetry give hope. Be thankful for your eyes, your ears, your taste, and sense of smell. Little things that compel, big important features that have been overlooked until they are no longer available to your senses. Even if you're smart enough to be in Mensa's, you cannot taste, see, or smell, you won't feel very well. If you cannot taste, see, or smell, Corona will make you feel like you're in a state of hell. So any day you wake up and can walk, talk, write, smell, see, think, hear, feel, reason, communicate, that will be a great day and a special day, a day to say thank you to the universal creator, a day to give thanks and praises, a day to be proud and humble. A day to help someone to see their worth. Every day you wake up, shake up the world with your great poem. And then he wrote back, "It's going to be okay. Thought I had nothing to lose. Thought I had nothing to gain. Just wanted someone to share the pain. One day you came along and made me feel I could be wrong. You made me feel that I could belong. And just like that, I had a friend. Now, I don't want this life to end. I don't know what I'd do without you. Because now I'm going to be okay. Because now I have a reason to stay." That's the end of the compilation.
I like that. Now you got a reason to stay. Just another day.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Absolutely.
Collaboration. And I think he'll be proud of you reading his piece as well.
Yeah,
I read
the response, and then I read his last response when he said, "Because now I have a reason to stay," and that's the part that touches my heart, because a lot of us have given up hope in this time, and we can't find any reason to be here. Seems like everything didn't work. Things is a battle.
So sad, but true.
So true. So true.
You know, with the high numbers of suicide, particularly amongst the youth right now, speaks to that. I think it's up to those of us who've been through the hard, through the ring or through the hard times to try to encourage them. Yeah, I know it might not look like you can make it another step, but just push that one foot forward, and you'll find that you can push the next one forward and keep going. When you ground yourself in Christ, you're able to do things that you never thought you could do. You're able to sustain yourself through whatever the enemy throws at you.
Yeah, and see, that's what it comes in, where people think that they're not important, but you know, sometimes it's just God will use you to wrap your arms around somebody. Where people think, oh, God is going to come down here and just like be right there with you. No, you have to be good to your brother first. If you can't be, like he says, if you can't deal with me, if you can deal with me who you can't see, how are you going to just ignore your brother who I put right in your face?
Right.
You know, if you owe somebody an apology, give it to them. If somebody needs some help or they ask you for help, help them. You know?
Yeah. Absolutely.
So true.
Absolutely. Could you imagine how this world would be today if we just operated on those simple tenets? You know, it'd be so much better. There'd be so less hatred in the world, fewer murders in the world, less violence
and
in the world.
Fewer just plain old messy people. Some people don't even have a reason to do stuff. They just do it. Just messy. So we just got to pray for them. You know, like I said, you know, I just wanted to say, you know, oh, take it to the Lord. Yeah, you take it to the Lord, but you first got to do your part. He's going to do his part. Do your part.
Well, it means it's good to have somebody pray for you, but guess what? You have the same capacity and ability to pray for yourself.
And to do your part. And sometimes you can't pray for yourself because you might have roadblocks. You do need people to pray for you, but you can apologize. You can admit when you're wrong, and those are things anybody can do. You know?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I love you guys, and I'm already admitted my wrongs, but I still love you, and I'm still going to take it to the prayer.
Okay. All right.
That's all we can do. That's
one
all
love,
we can
one
do.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. I hope you continue hanging out with us, Mama.
I sure will.
All righty. Moving right along. We got a few more hands raised. Gina still ain't raised her hand. That's right. I'm going to open her mic anyway when it comes up to her. But next, we have another fine addition to the Epiphany family. Miss VIP. Hello, Adrian.
Hello.
How are you tonight?
Hey, Miss VIP.
Okay. How are you?
I'm good.
Hey,
how you doing?
Man, how's it going?
I'm hanging. I'm doing all right.
All right.
Nah, I'm tired, and I'm waiting for the results of my MRI on my knee. So it's not easy. You know what I'm saying? And then dealing with what I'm dealing with, it's not easy. But God's still on the throne.
Yes, He is.
Yeah. And as long as you know that, you're going to be all right. I have no doubt.
Yes.
And that goes back to what your other sexy diva was saying earlier. Sometimes you're arrogant with the knowledge that you know that God loves you. So you can just fall back and relax. Okay, I know God got me.
Yep.
I like that.
So I got to spit this piece because I got to go.
Okay. You have a title for this piece?
Yeah, I dug in my archives, too. I haven't had any time to write. It's called Your Word.
Okay. Mike is yours, Queen.
Thank you. Your word feeds me and fills me. I must worship, praise you accordingly. It's you who wakes me up, makes me get up to get started on my way. I'm so glad I'm on solid ground. So good to have a prayer life, to put on the whole armor of God to ward off the enemy's strife. It's so hard not to give up, to ask to be released from this cup. We need a healing, Lord. Remember, it will come to pass. All this trouble, it won't last. Thank you, God, that we have the victory. This battle, you said I don't have to fight. You've won it for me. Every ache and pain we feel through it all, you'll heal. We know weeping may endure for a night and joy comes in the morning. And Lord, hold us in your bosom, because some of us are weak and tired. But if we have faith of a mustard seed, the mountain will move. It will get out of our way. So, Lord, have your way and help us to hang in there just one more day. And that's the end. At peace.
Okay. Sure.
I like it a lot.
Yeah. Minute by minute sometimes. But as long as you keep your eye on the throne. I love your gratitude for the victories.
Yes.
Even those that you haven't attained yet, but you have the assurance and you have the faith.
Right.
That you will be victorious. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so many people only trust what they can see.
Right.
But,
I used to be that person. I used to be.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If I couldn't see it, touch it, feel it, and examine it, I don't trust it. But he is patient enough to wait it for me to get to the point where my faith has opened my eyes, where I can see his hand in so many avenues in my life. I can see victories, things that, the problems that haven't even come about yet.
Mm-hmm.
I know that he's there with me.
Mm-hmm.
So, with the corona pandemic and the increase in violence and the diseases and the cancers and the mental illnesses and all the things that are turning this world upside down, I can sleep lovely at night. Because I know my Father.
Right.
You know, that's a mighty strong approach to take. And you really think about all that it entails. And then to think that I can do that because he loves me. That thought alone should cancel out anybody that's in depression or low self-esteem or any of that. The fact that God loves you enough to give you life, that you know that you're on his radar. How can you think less than of yourself?
Yes.
Yeah. Could I ask a small favor?
Absolutely.
I really need some prayer for my uncle. He has shingles. He had a heart attack. And now they found a mass on his kidney. Mm. And he has prostate cancer on top of all of that. He had the heart attack. Before they put stents in, so that was cool. Then he caught shingles, and now the cancer and the lesion on the kidney, and I'm like, oh boy. So on top of all of that, you know, my dad is, you know, he's frail, so and confused, and you know, and I'm tired, but not weary yet.
I know that's right. I like that. I'm tired, but not weary. Go ahead, girl. Claim that. Yes, claim that. Oh, just listening to you persevere through all that you're handling encourages me. I just want you to know that, Adrian. But you got your hands full. But your faith has not wavered. And you may be tired, but I don't see your energy wavering either. You're trusting. You're trusting the Lord.
Yeah.
All right, Dan, before she goes, would you like to handle this or do you want me to do it?
I got it. Let us go to the throne. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord God, we come to you again, Lord God. We are so grateful that we can come to you as many times as we want on behalf of another person, lifting them up to you. Whatever their issue is, whatever their circumstances is, and you are a God who listens. You are a God who acts. So, Father God, we are asking right now, as your children, Lord God, we lift up Ms. VIP's uncle, all of his issues that he's got going on, the war that the body has waged on him. Father God, that you cover him right now, Lord God. Do what is necessary as you see fit, but God, we're giving him to you. We're trusting you with him. And Father God, we lift up her dad to you right now as well, Lord God, that you cover him as well, Lord God. Father God, the family is taxed to the limit, Lord God. Ms. VIP said that she's not tired, Lord. She's not weary. She got a little fatigue. But Father God, we know that you are amazing. And we know that in a blink of an eye, a snap of a finger, that you can turn this whole situation around. So Father God, I ask for strength for Ms. VIP and her mom and the rest of the family as they deal with these issues that just keep coming up and keep coming up, Lord God. Wrap your arms of comfort around this family right now, Lord God. Let them know that you're in charge and you got this.
Yes, Lord.
And Father God, we'll be so careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise that is due your name. For us in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen.
You're welcome.
Can I get one thing from you before you leave, Ms. VIP?
Yes, sir. What's that?
We want you to let us know what you got coming up. We have to reiterate some things.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Wednesday night, La Perla Negra and I will be in the Love Zone, and the topic will be announced soon. And it's at 9 o'clock, so y'all come on in, because we always have fun, and we have great topics, too.
And see, I thought if I had asked you to repeat it, you would slip and let us know what the title, the topic was, but I see that didn't work.
No.
Nice try, Paul. Nice try. That was a nice try.
Oh, yeah, well, I have no idea what it is yet. Well, all right, gentlemen. Thank you so much.
All right.
God bless you both.
Thank you.
God bless you.
We know how busy your schedule is, so we definitely appreciate you coming through. God bless you. Hold you up.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Ms. VIP. And we've got one more caller with her hands up, and of course, Gina. She don't have her hand up, but I'm going to call on her anyway. But next on the mic is, wait a minute, let me see. We are at 10:36. So that means you've got 24 minutes to call. 319-527-6300 if you wish to continue on with us into overtime. And that being said, the next caller is area code 214. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. Who do we have on the mic?
Good evening, gentlemen. It's been a minute since I heard you guys, but this is your boy Kendrick from Dallas, Texas. How y'all been doing?
Man, what's going on?
What's going on, Ken?
Brother, I'm feeling this was you. What's good, brother?
Yeah, it should be, because, you know, it's football season time. You know how we are about our teams. Get that vibe going, so, you know, the trash talking is going to come, but need to hear that. When it comes to Sunday, when we come together, man, it's nothing but love.
Nothing but love.
So I had to come in and chat with you guys, man. It's been a long time.
Absolutely.
Well, Ken,
I
have to get myself prepared because as football season comes along, I have a co-host that will be dropping little hints. Paul, speed things along. I need to watch this game. Paul, stop talking so much. My game is on.
I have no idea who he's talking about, though. I had no idea who he's talking about, man. I know he said co-host, man, but I don't know what he's talking about.
No, it can't be you, man. It can't be you, bro. I don't think
it can't be me, man. Yeah, it can't be me.
Okay. yeah, it's that time once again. Wow, we've been hanging out a minute, man. We're going through season, multiple seasons again.
Yeah.
That's all right. That's all right. So, Ken, my brother, it's been a minute. How's it been?
Oh, man. What can I say? This year alone has been one of the craziest years we've ever experienced. Despite what we dealt with last year with this COVID, now we got this new virus that's kicking in. And what's been so crazy to me on the personal level for me is people I've known and just been in fellowship with over the last maybe 5 or 10 years just dying like right off the clock. And it's so overwhelming right now for me on a personal level. I lost a fellow choir member who sang alongside me that back in January. And then we had like two or three other people within a matter of weeks that passed away on, I said last month alone. And then this month, another sister of mine had lost her husband on 2 days ago. And it's just like people I know just dying, just constantly dying. Either it's the COVID or other, you know, health issues that they've been battling with. But it's not just the, you know, the health issues that, you know, we all been battling with. I say it's the mental stuff we've been dealing with as well. And, you know, when you're dealing with teenagers, you know, some, you know how we all was kids. We were somewhat rebellious. And we all been in that stage, you know, we thinking, you know, we know a lot and we still don't. And it's like for me, I constantly ask a lot of people to continue to pray for me and my family because we dealing with a situation here in our own home with you know, teenagers of our own where they get to the point where, you know, you can't tell them what to do. You know, you try to show them things the right way and they get to a point where they like smell themselves a little too much.
And it's just been
a hectic time right now. And other than that, I still stay to the Father, you know, still staying on my word, still, you know, doing all I can to just stay afloat because this journey is never easy. And I just thank God every morning I wake up, I'm able to just give him thanks. I'm able to still just give him the glory in spite of all that I've been dealing with on a personal level. And I'm actually, you know, now dealing with, you know, I have a, you know, a 14-year-old daughter who's now, she's a dancer in her high school. And I'm like a little kid all over again. You know, I'm just thrilled about it. And, you know, there's a piece that I'm about to share with you guys in a moment that kind of goes into what I'm battling with now. So I'm asking you guys, once I'm done with this, it's untitled, I'm just going to ask you guys just continue just to pray for me and my family during this time because I know how God works in a mysterious way, how he does his thing. We just have to trust his timing on it all.
Yes, sir. That's an important thing that we have to trust his timing. Lean not onto our own understanding.
Mm-hmm.
What did you bring for us, Brother Ken?
Okay. You know, I could sit here and talk forever, though, but it's like, oh, my God, I have so much to say because just hearing you guys and feeling this energy from you guys, like, automatically, I get fired up just so fast. And that's how it is when I return to church, when I get to church, that when you have that energy and when you're feeling low, it's like God knows who to put around you to revive you. And you guys have been doing that for so long, and my appreciation goes out to you guys as always. So let me go ahead and go into this piece right quick. The way I'm feeling right now, it feels like mm-hmm. the enemy is trying to lure me into a trap that I'm very familiar with. My flesh wants to react out of fear, but in spirit, I'm leaning towards God to keep me from reacting to what my flesh is feeling. You see, the woman I used to love is up to no good, and I'm not about to get myself caught up in this trap. See, when I was with her, sex was used to fog up my vision. And even when I saw what she doing wrong, I pretend that it didn't affect me. But truth be told, it really did. Now, I'm more aware of what's going on. That familiar feeling is creeping up on me, and this battle, I can't fight alone. Lord, I'm calling you to be in front. Continue to strengthen my faith so that I don't walk into this trap. Your word is my sword of salvation. Help me to speak in truth. Let my praise be the weapon of choice. Letting the enemy know whose side I'm on. Because I already know that the enemy doesn't fight fair. Especially when he knows that I'm going to win. In Jesus' name, my baby girl is on the other side of this. I'm not going to lose on this day nor any other day. So God, give me the strength and the wisdom to overcome this attack. I'm coming out swinging in Jesus' name. And that's that piece.
Amen, brother. Amen, amen.
I know that's
coming
right.
out. He coming out swinging, bro.
Okay, okay.
Yes,
that,
sir.
That's one that the enemy know that it's not an easy task to take this one. He's coming out, and he's coming out swinging in the name that every knee mm-hmm. must bow to. But he ain't pulling no punches. He's coming out with that full armor. Yes.
That complete armor.
Beautiful piece. Yes.
Mm.
That's
yes, sir.
Right. And that's a good refresher point. Yeah, we got some fight in us. We got some victory in us. As long as we come fighting in his name.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Awesome piece. Mm-hmm. My brother, I want you to dig deep
yes,
and another piece, because after I see what's going on with Gina, we're going to take a short station identification, if you would, Ben, please. And then we're going to just stop on this open mic.
Before
piece.
You do that, can you go ahead and pray for the brother? Brother, ask for prayer.
Absolutely. Yes,
make, sure we don't, make sure we don't forget that.
Oh, gotcha. I did remember.
I mean, you did mention at the top of the show that you was getting old, you know, so I just want to make sure that we, you know.
I never said I'm getting old. What you laughing at, Ken?
He used the old card, right? Oh, my goodness.
I mean, hey, I didn't say it. He said it. I didn't say it.
Oh, my goodness.
I guess I deserve that, man. I don't need that alone.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We all please join us at the throne once again. Heavenly Father, as my brother said earlier, we just thank you for the ability to return to your throne over and over and over again, Father God. And you never get tired of us. Father God, we come once again. I want to hold up my brother Kenneth. You know where he needs your help, Father God. We just ask that you would meet him where he needs you, that you would continue to empower him, to continue to strengthen his faith in you, Father God, that he might continue to be this pillar of what loving you is about. Father, we ask that you would just place your loving arms around him and just hold him up, Father God. Don't let him get weary of doing your job, of doing your work. Continue to bless him and his family, Father God, and continue to use him
as you have been. And we thank you in advance for all that it is that you're about to do for this brother. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Amen.
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 Ken, I don't see you slowing down anyway. Yeah, Danielle will be teasing me, talking about I'm the Energizer Bunny, but I see you on Facebook frequently. You're the busy man, too. You stay on the go. The devil's going to catch it, trying to catch up to you, because you always on that road race for the Father. Continue on. Continue trusting. You know you got this.
Yes, sir. You know it.
Yes, sir.
God be the glory, my man.
God be the glory.
Amen. Yes. All right, continue hanging out with us. I'm going to try to bother Gina real quick. Then we're going to do a station identification, and we're going to start at the top. When you hear your mic open, just fix your piece. All
yes,
right,
sir.
God bless you, brother.
God bless you.
Now, are we taking best plan as to whether or not Gina's going to answer or not?
I mean, she raised her hands.
I apologize, y'all. I came to church to listen, and then I realized that y'all were talking about me, and my hand wasn't raised. So it's up now. I'm here. My bad. You know, look, it's Sunday.
Right,
I had to come.
You didn't have to raise your hand, because if you heard me, I was going to open your mic anyway.
Oh, and please know that I know that. I'm glad that you know my hand not being raised doesn't mean that I don't have anything. So thank you, Paul. I really enjoyed tonight.
Quite welcome.
I needed this today, and I appreciate y'all.
We appreciate you.
It's a necessity.
This is what we're here for.
Absolutely.
One another up, to help one another in this battle.
Yes. Yes.
Like I think with Kenneth was talking about how many people that he's had to say goodbye to, or at least say farewell to. That have crossed over.
Or see you later.
Yes, there's so many.
We've been saying in our family. I had a funeral yesterday. I told my mom, you know, it's that for us it was 21 deaths since January last year. I was trying not to keep count, but it's one of those things because it's like literally every week we have been losing someone, and even if it wasn't a family member, sometimes it's a family friend. Classmates. I lost a classmate. She and her husband died a day apart. I can't even imagine what their family is going through or how their kids are going to maintain without both parents at the same time. So, yeah, my heart's breaking for a lot of people, and there are a lot of things going on. Like Kenneth said, it's not all just physical. Some of it is mental, and a lot of it is spiritual. We feel like and every day we have to fight. Every day we have to fight our bodies. Every day we have to fight our minds. Every day we have to fight our spirits, because there's a spirit of depression that will hold on to you if you don't hold on to God.
Amen. And even in the midst of all that's going on and all that we're experiencing and being affected by, we have to, he said, you know, hold on tenaciously the word of God. That's the only way that I've been able to keep from just losing my feeble mind in these last 2 years.
Every time you say feeble, all I want to do is laugh. You have to understand that people younger than yourself, including me, two times today, I was standing with the refrigerator door open. Couldn't remember why I was standing there. Had to just close it and say, well, they'll come back to me. Look, maybe my stomach will let me know. I don't know. But it's a real thing.
It is. But we have to remember that we have all that we need to get through these difficult times.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Him. We can't let the enemy cloud our thinking or put doubts in our mind. That's where we have to pick up our efforts. Just remembering whose we are.
Yeah.
And all the rest of this.
Where our help comes.
Don't mean that.
That's right.
Yes.
And the instruction that he gives us daily in his word to make sure that even if we lose our way, our direction, or our GPS,
That's right.
Our way back to him and read the word, and then we again will be back on track.
Absolutely.
So right.
Absolutely.
So right.
So he's given us all that we need.
Mm-hmm.
We can't ask for more. We just need to do it. Like Nike says, just do it.
Yeah.
Keep our focus on him. And watch
Absolutely.
And sit back and scratch your head and say, wow, I made it to that one. I don't know how I did it. Well, yeah, I do know how I did it. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
He has never failed us yet.
It never will.
And I guess to everybody listening, if there was a time that the Lord failed you, please, when your mic gets opened up, I want you to tell me when.
Nobody
has anything to say.
They've never been
but
failed.
But I'm
not
putting it out there.
Right.
I want to hear. Because I know in my X number of years, he has never failed me. I have failed him. I have failed to recognize his hand in my life. I have failed to recognize when he was throwing me a life preserver and I continued to drown.
Mm-hmm.
But he never failed me.
Amen.
Miss Angina, what are you bringing for us this evening?
Okay, I'm going to do something short because I know you were hoping to have a speed round, and I don't want to impede that. I'm not soliciting prayer because you know I'm a praying mother and grandmother. I've been a praying woman before I became a woman. I was a praying girl before I grew up. So I'm sure that there are lots of people who might still need prayer, and I appreciate you if you pray for me off the air, but I need you to know that I just came to spit my peace and enjoy the rest of the show in the sanctuary tonight. I'm going to title my freestyle, Of All the Things I Do. Every day I have a checklist. There are things that I do. There are things that are a must, and there are things that are optional. Every day, I wake, wash, hydrate, eat, medicate. I walk. I do yoga. I speak to my mom on the phone. My brothers and I have a sibling text, and we check in with each other every day, as a matter of fact. I was happy to receive pictures of my daughter and her little family at a cabin in Indiana enjoying themselves for the weekend. It made my heart happy. Of all the things that I do, one of the things that I do is I hurt, and that's okay because I think that sometimes that pain is just a reminder that I'm still here, and that's enough for today. I always endure it. It's almost sometimes just like background noise. I don't give in to it. I move forward and I fight. If my feet or legs are hurting, then I might walk slowly. But I do so because if I keep moving, I realize and appreciate this, that a body in motion will stay in motion. I may not always want to eat something healthy, but one of the wonderful things about me is I don't buy junk food. So I may not be eating exactly what I planned on doing, but every day I make sure that I feed the machine. Of all the things that I do every day, lately, one of the first things on that list has been to cry. Every day I don't want to, but between me, you, and God, he knows why. I'm devastated by compounding grief. I'm crying for people who feel like they're beyond it and they cannot weep. I cry for people who are foolishly taking off their mask and they want to, for some reason, fight against the system because they feel like the government is intruding in their lives. But what they fail to realize is, and this is the thing that I don't understand, it's in our best interest because so many people have died and so many more will if we just don't continue to do what we must. And of all the things that I do every day, first and foremost, when my feet hit the floor and before I close my eyes at night, as I pray. I pray on my knees. I pray in the shower. I pray while I'm cooking. I pray in the midnight hour. I pray at dawn. I pray at noon. I pray at dusk. I pray not because I feel like it's the right thing to do. I pray because I must. I have been blessed and highly favored to still be here. And even though I lost a parent, I still have my mom. And even though all my grandparents are gone, their legacy will live on. I pray because I'm thankful for every single day as I wake. Tomorrow will be a brand new day for me to start over. And for anything I didn't get right today, I work on that tomorrow.
the beautiful thing about every day is it's a gift. Live in the present and unwrap that gift with humility and thanks. Be grateful for all the things that you have, and don't worry about making a checklist of the ain'ts. Just know that we are God's children, and this life that we're living is going to get better very soon. We're living in the last days, and everyone who knows the Bible knows that it's true. So of all the things that I do every day, so many things that I sometimes can't remember what I did in a given day, the most important thing for me and for all of you is to simply give thanks to God through prayer like I do. I'm Gina Storm. Thank you for indulging me. In peace.
Amen. Amen. You know, we can lift all of the things that distract us during, that may distract us during the course of the day. But that reminder, Gina, that we have to keep our eye on him is so important. Thank you for that piece.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you for reminding me. Thank you for encouraging me to always, even if I haven't raised my hand, to participate. Because, you know, I came to church for the word in the church. For the gospel, I came to church for the fellowship, and y'all are my church, so I appreciate my brothers in Christ, and I love this show every week. So glad again that you're back, Paul, and knew that we were going to be able to keep on moving forward in his absence, Brother Van, because this is why we're here, because we're doing what God will.
Absolutely.
And you don't know how grateful I am.
Yes, yes, yes.
My Brother Van. Willingly, just stepping into the gap. You know?
You have to love what it is.
I'm a little nervous about my
Disney universe because it's not just this show, but it's all the shows. But if we start our week by praise and worship at the Inspiration Factory, I feel like no matter what tomorrow